Florida jockeys to keep its edge in space launches, no matter who's doing them. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Back in mid-January, Cecil Field, near Jacksonville, Florida, received a federal license as a spaceport, making it the eighth such facility in the U.S. On February 1st, Aero TV featured comments from Florida Governor Charlie Crist, and Jim Campbell interviewed Todd Lindner of the Jacksonville Airport Authority to discuss the significance of the license. Now that the Obama administration's federal budget for fiscal 2011 is placing increased emphasis on the private sector and space exploration, the significance of Cecil Field is greater still. So today, our special feature brings you those comments in audio form. Here's ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell.
Cecil Field, a former naval air station, has now qualified to become the eighth in a limited series of spaceports, now qualified to undertake some of the commercial and private space launches that are envisioned for an industry that, well, hopes to grow by leaps and bounds. Cecil is now currently certified for horizontal launch capabilities. They've been through the process for a number of years. There are a number of companies looking at them. Right now, the majority of the activity, of course, is located in Mojave, California, or in some cases, the facility that's being built for Virgin Galactic out in New Mexico. But Florida, with a rich history of space flight, of course, it's where Mercury, Gemini, Apollo, and the shuttles were launched, where Skylab got its start, and so forth. It's got a lot going for it. And according to the governor, this is a state that wants the business and is willing to work hard to get it.
This is a big deal. You know, nobody else around here has this opportunity. And because of the great teamwork that was put together to make this happen, it's coming to Florida. And, you know, especially as I said earlier, in this economy, to have that kind of chance, that kind of economic stimulation, if you will, in a very unique kind of way, and it's coming to Florida.
The governor, of course, was working a short schedule, but he indicated a strong willingness to make sure that business that has gone west and would normally have been associated with the space community already present in Florida find a way to come back. Do you have any inkling, or are they giving you any direction from Tallahassee as to how aggressive they're willing to be in regards to whatever incentives might be available to lure some of that business back over here?
We have just started communications with the FDOT and the state and in developing the funding mechanisms and the marketing mechanisms that are necessary to fulfill this part of the industry.
Cecil, of course, has quite a history as a major naval jet base. It's done a tremendous amount of work in flight tests and development and so forth. How pivotal do you find that history and that capability in the past being in attracting customers to Cecil?
I think it's a very nice parallel. The development here at Cecil Field with naval aviation is documented greatly in the way the naval aviation evolved. And as a result of that, I think that will be very key in attracting clientele here, aerospace clientele.
Obviously, the infrastructure built around here is capable of handling, you know, just huge loads, huge aircraft, and a lot of high-speed aircraft. What kind of changes might need to be made to be able to host horizontal launch?
The one thing we see in particular, with the infrastructure in place, we see the need for additional assembly facilities, as well as oxidizer fuel storage facilities and rocket propellant storage facilities. That's in our mind, is the primary objective and the next steps as far as development goes.
More in a moment from ANN's Jim Campbell and Todd Lindner of the Jacksonville Airport Authority. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack. There are lots of things you need to bring together to have a successful spaceport serving private sector launches. Jacksonville and Cecil Field offer favorable weather, a 12,500-foot runway on a coastline, access to good transportation and communication infrastructure, and an experienced aerospace workforce, among other attributes. But who will take advantage? Jim Campbell is back with Todd Lindner of the Jacksonville Airport Authority.
What kind of customers are you looking to attract now? Are you looking more for R&D? Are you looking to become a part of the space tourism industry? Or are all comers welcome?
All comers are welcome. But primarily right now we're looking at the R&D and the space tourism. Also, we're looking at the availability of launching orbital payloads from suborbital elevations. Another piece of this also is the high-speed delivery of small packages. Those are the primary areas we're looking at. One such group who we're working with has already established an agreement with a local resort where the people will stay. So we're getting past the go button.
I realize you probably can't talk too much about agreements under negotiation at the moment, but how seriously is the private space community taking CECL?
You know, that's a great question. There's two organizations in particular that are looking at us very seriously and been here to visit, have toured the facilities, have definitely decided this is probably be the location where they want to locate once they get on their feet financially.
Well, there's a lot to recommend the area from a standpoint of industry, infrastructure, experience, personnel in the aerospace community. And then, of course, it's nice not being in the middle of nowhere.
That's very true. And, you know, I've got to hand it to Steve Landino in New Mexico. He's done a great job with what he's been given. And I just look for us to be a complement to the existing facilities that are out there.
And a totally unfair question. Any best guesses on when we might expect CECL to go active?
I'm looking for our first launch to occur possibly the end of 2011, possibly early 2012. I think a lot of that hinges on what happens with Richard Branson and Virgin Galactic out in New Mexico and how that facility is developed and what his timeline is for going ahead and developing his aircraft.
Todd Lindner is the Planning and Development Administrator for the Jacksonville Airport Authority. Find out more at www.cecilfieldspaceport.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's Editor-in-Chief, and you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.